Your voice matters. You weren't created to stay silent. You were created to speak life, truth, and purpose.
Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tina, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hello, family and friends, and welcome to another soul-soothing cup of Tuesday Tea with Tea Day, where faith meets real talk and purpose gets steeped into every sip. I'm so glad you're here. So whether you are winding down, gearing up, or smack in the middle of a moment, this time is yours. And today's message is one I believe somebody really needs to hear. That message is your voice matters. Not just what you do, but what you say. There is power in your voice, even if it shakes. Answer this question. Do you know someone who always seems to second guess themselves? Someone who always seems to shrink back or stay quiet just to keep the peace? Is that someone you? Staying silent when it comes at the cost of truth isn't peace, it's performance. And God didn't create you to perform. He created you to speak, to declare, and to testify. Scripture says death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's not just poetic, it's instruction. Your words shape your world, your story, your wisdom, and your courage because your words matter. Not once they're polished and perfect, but even now, while they're in process. So stand up and share your words. Listen, I know you've been quiet for a long time, a very long time. And with that in mind, let's pour into today's three steep tips, how to start reclaiming your voice and using it with courage and clarity. Tip one, stop editing your truth. Say what's real, not just what's nice. God can use your authenticity more than your performance. What truth have you been whispering that's ready to be spoken out loud? There's a difference between being careful with your words and compromising your voice. We've been conditioned as women to choose peace over honesty, niceness over truth, and silence over confrontation. But here's the reality. Editing your truth doesn't protect anyone. It only silences the healing that honesty can bring. When you constantly rehearse what sounds pleasing instead of what is true, you dilute the power of your voice. You're not just muting your feelings, you're placing a filter on the testimony that God wants to use. Your story, raw edges and all, still has anointed power. Remember, God doesn't anoint perfection. He anoints obedience. So when you stop editing your truth to fit everyone else's comfort level, you make space for God to work fully and faithfully. Whether it's in a conversation you've been avoiding, a boundary you've been hesitant to set, or a testimony you've been scared to share, your truth is ready to be heard. So ask yourself, what truth have you been whispering that's ready to be spoken out loud? Is it a dream you've been hiding so others feel good? Is it a calling you've been ignoring because it didn't come with applause? You don't need everyone else's approval. You only need God's affirmation. And he already gave it when he gave you the story to tell. Tip 2, speak life first to yourself. Before you try to encourage everybody else, speak life to yourself. Because the truth is, your voice matters just as much in your own ears as it does in everyone else's. See, we often rush to affirm others while running on silent mode in our spirit. We cheer for others while ignoring our own need for wholeness. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that includes the words you speak to yourself. You can't build a life of confidence on a foundation of self-criticism, and you can't walk boldly in your calling while whispering doubts under your breath. That's why this tip isn't just cute, it's crucial. Your first audience is you. And if you're not declaring life over your identity, your mind will fill the silence with fear. So today, change the narrative. Start your mornings with truth-based affirmations that reflect who God says you are, not who the world expects you to be. Say them like you mean them and that you believe them. Repeat them throughout the day and watch the atmosphere around you start to change. This is how you start to break internal smallness, by agreeing with the greatness God has called you to be. So speak to shift the atmosphere, starting with your own. Tip 3, use your voice in the small moments. Let me be clear. Impact isn't reserved for people with a microphone and platforms. You don't need a packed auditorium or a podcast to be effective. Purpose shows up when you show up with truth, with courage, and with presence. Some of your greatest ministry moments won't happen on a stage. They'll happen in small, intimate spaces, such as the group chat, when you speak truth with love. At the dinner table, when you break generational silence. Advocate for what's right, not just what's easy. Every moment you show up is a moment your purpose gets to live through you. So don't downplay your voice just because the room isn't filled with applause and cheers. God is not measuring your influence by likes and followers. He's measuring it by obedience and faithfulness. Here's the tea. Some of you have been hiding behind humility. You've been calling it, "I'm just quiet," or "I don't want to make it about me," when really, fear is holding the mic. Listen, there's a difference between being humble and being hidden. God didn't give you all these gifts, insight, wisdom, experience, anointing, just for you to mute it. Your voice is just right for somebody's breakthrough, but they can't hear it if you won't speak it. So let your voice be heard. I know. If today's tea felt personal, that's because it is. We've been sipping on truth that's been brewing beneath the surface for far too long. And if you're anything like me, there's a moment in this episode that hit just a little deeper than expected. So let's recap. Tip 1, you don't have to edit your truth to make it easier to swallow. Say what's real, not just what's rehearsed. Your authenticity is where God shows up. Tip 2, you've got to speak life to yourself first. Don't wait for outside applause to start affirming what God has already called good. Tip 3, you don't need a platform to make an impact. The way you show up in everyday moments is your ministry. Now here's the real tea. Your silence doesn't serve anyone. The truth is, you've been holding back, not because you lack purpose, but because you've been trying to make everyone else comfortable while quietly shrinking your own voice. Your boldness, your honesty, your God-given voice, that's the real breakthrough. This week, as we spill the tea, I want to hear from you in the comments. What truth have you been editing that's ready to come out, raw and real? Where have you been waiting for permission instead of speaking life to yourself first? And what space, big or small, is God nudging you to show up more boldly this week? Drop your thoughts, tag a sister friend, or journal it out. Whatever you do, don't sip this tea in silence. Let it stir something in you. And as always, before we go, here's your weekly affirmation. My voice is valuable, my truth is sacred, my presence is powerful, and my voice matters. Thank you for letting me pour into you today. If this blessed you, go ahead and tell a friend, repost it, remind somebody else that what they have to say is worth saying. Don't forget to follow, like, share, leave a comment, leave a review, all the things. And I'll see you here next week for another honest, purpose-filled pour on Tuesday Tea with Tina. Until then, keep steeping in purpose and keep speaking the truth. Talk to you soon.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Tina is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.